We are joined by a linebacker for the 49ers. 19 tackles and a forced fumble on the year. 122 tackles. Six passes defensed. A forced fumble and a fumble recovery as a rookie last season. He was the 70th pick overall in 2018 at BYU. The Niners are 3-0 for the first time since 1998. And their next game is on October 7th. Cleveland is at San Francisco. We are joined by linebacker Fred Warner. Fred, great to have you on. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. So you beat the Steelers on Sunday 24-20 in a game, Fred, that might not have been the prettiest win ever, but you found a way to win even when the offense wasn't playing at its best. So let me start right there. What's it say about the team that you found a way to get it done on a day where things didn't necessarily always go your way?
Right. I feel like, wins like that where they're tight and, you know, things probably aren't going in our favor, that says a lot about our team and, how resilient we are. We knew every single time we went out there that we had the game, even though we might have been down. Our defense and even the offense were confident the entire game.
So the defense had a big day. The offense turned the ball over five times, but as you said, quote, we never flinched. From a defensive standpoint, how have you gone about developing that attitude and that approach as a unit?
Yeah, I mean, I think our defense coordinator said a long time ago, he mentioned Murphy's Law to us, which means, anything bad that'll happen, can happen, will happen. So that's kind of the mindset that we've had, and we're just going to continue having moving forward.
You know, obviously, Fred, as a team, you're going to play together. So the defense continues to make plays, and then with just over a minute left, Jimmy Garoppolo throws the game-winning TD pass. What was your reaction to that play?
Oh, man, that was huge, obviously. You know, after that, I think we knew that we had it. Because going into that two-minute drill with probably just a minute left for their offense, the way that the crowd was screaming their head off and making it loud for that quarterback, it was huge.
Fred Warner's my guest. Speaking of the crowd, I mean, you start the season off with a couple of wins on the road. Then you come back home for the home opener. Man, how did that feel to show up like that in front of the home crowd, especially when they were coming on as strong as they were and showing as much love as they did late in the game? What did that feel like?
Oh, it felt great. You know, we had talked about it, me and my teammates, all offseason, trying to go on the road and be 2-0 so we can make it home for the fans with that undefeated record and then obviously win that first game at home. So it felt great.
And then defensively, through the first three games, the defense already has seven takeaways, which ties the total that the team had all of last year. What's been the biggest difference between last year and this year when it comes to getting to the football and taking it away?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure there's a certain, thing to point out. We talked about it a lot last year, and it just didn't happen to fall our way sometimes. And this year, they're just coming in bunches, and hopefully that continues to be the case as long as we're playing hard and playing fast, trying to get out the quarterback and getting those tips and overthrows.
Fred Warner is my guest. Look, I understand there's a lot of football left, but the team is 3-0 for the first time in more than two decades, and you've won games in different ways. The record may surprise some people outside that locker room. Does it surprise you at all?
No, not at all. I mean, we've been so close. I mean, I've obviously only been on the team for a little over a year, but I've seen how close-knit this group is since the moment I've got here. And, we've had the pieces. Obviously, last season we had some injuries, but we added a few pieces in the offseason. And now I think we're running with it. And obviously, the record's been showing that.
Hey, Fred, I mentioned your stats from last year in the Open. You had a huge rookie season. You're in your second year now in the NFL. But despite having a good year individually, how different does this year feel compared to last year now that you've got that full season under your belt?
Sure. Just having all that experience from last season, in the defense, learning the playbook, knowing the guys around me. This year, I feel like I just playing that much faster and that much more confident, just having all that experience from last year.
It seems like, and if you're more confident, it seems like you're going to be more vocal. A lot of the guys going into their second year might still be kind of taking that approach that they're going to let the others do the talking. You seem already really comfortable in a leadership role. Where does that comfort come from?
Yeah, I mean, I think some guys just having some, and some it takes a little bit more time to develop. But honestly, just having that confidence in the guys around me and in myself has really brought that out. you know, in my second year.
Fred Warner, my guest for a few more moments. So you mentioned the guys around you. Let me give you one guy in particular, Quan Alexander. It seems like you guys have great chemistry together, great partnership at linebacker. What's it been like to play with him so far?
Yeah, I mean, ever since he stepped on the team, he's brought just a different energy to the group, not only on defense, but just to the entire team in general. Having him next to me out there on the field, it gives me that much more confidence because he's a playmaker. He's going to be out there making noise, and he just works his tail off every single day.
I also mentioned off the top that you played your college ball at BYU. I know the level of respect that head coach Kalani Sitake has for you. After the Niners drafted you, he called you, quote, a gem and one of the best players he's ever been around. It's really, really high praise from somebody like that. What was it like for you to play for him?
Yeah, I mean, Kalani, he's such a stand-up guy. You know, he was an outstanding coach while I was there. Obviously, he's been having some success this season, which I've been super happy about. But I have all the respect in the world for that guy. He's for sure a player's coach and cares a lot about his guys.
You know, one more thought about that. The current linebackers there still talk about the influence that you have even to this day over them, the way you inspire them to this day. What's it mean to you to know you've left that kind of legacy there?
I mean, yeah, it means the world because, you know, going to BYU, I knew I wanted to leave my mark, and to hear that I'm still making an impact even though I've left, you know, it means a lot. So I'm just going to continue to work hard and keep grinding.
Hey, Fred, one last thing. The bye comes early. I mean, you play your schedule, right? That's all you can do. But when you're 3-0 and you're playing as well as you are right now, are you happy to have that bye, or would you rather just keep playing?
You know, in a perfect world, you know, probably just keep going, you know, since we're in this group. But, you know, it came when it came, and so we're just going to take advantage of this time off, get our bodies recovered, and get ready to put our foot on the gas heading into the next part of the season.
October 7th is the next game, Cleveland at San Francisco, a primetime game. He's got 19 tackles and a forced fumble on the season. Fred Warner, my guest. Fred, appreciate that so much. Thank you. Great to have you on.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You too, Fred. Thank you. The Niners are undefeated. They're 3-0, and they hit their bye.